you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's amazing the random stuff you find when you're cleaning or reorganizing that you never expect to see or find.
What did you find this weekend?
Something that was in my ankle.
Okay.
I was cleaning my place and I went through a drawer that's just full of junk.
Mm-hmm.
And I found this little plastic medical thing with bolts in it. And I'm like, what is this? Then I remembered I had ankle surgery like 10 years ago. And they put bolts in my ankle to, like, realign my ankle together.
Uh-huh.
And then they had to take them out. And I remember saying to the doctor, can I please keep these bolts?
Why?
Just as, a surgery souvenir.
You're going to make a keychain out of it?
Yeah, I thought it was a heroic performance. I had bolts in my ankle, and I made a remarkable recovery, and he took them out. I thought, I want these forever.
Why didn't you hang them on the wall?
Anyway, I've moved a number of times since I had surgery like 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and I've never seen it again. So it's one of those things where I thought would be really cool to keep, and then I never saw again. Yet I randomly found it in my little Riverside apartment. I have no idea how it got there.
Well, obviously you thought it was big enough that you had to move it with you. Can't forget the bolts for my ankle.
But it actually got me thinking, is anyone else like nuts like this? Is there anyone that keeps like surgery souvenirs?
Oh, I'm sure with the price of surgeries and things like that, people are taking everything.
Just anything random you can take.
Yeah, probably the biggest souvenir I have are my kids from surgeries that I've had. But
that's not count.
Most expensive surgery souvenir. But I think even like last time when I had Colt, I think I got home and I was like, why did I take like the grippy socks? You know what I mean? Like just stupid stuff that you end up taking with you. You're like, why? Why do I need this?
You were probably still drugged up like me.
Probably. You're probably right.
When you're like normal again, you're like, why did I do that? Or are there people that just, you know, want to remember the surgery and what they went through?
Okay, let's see what other people are hanging on to. What was your surgery souvenir?
888-431-3764. Text or even better, give us a call.
Didn't know this was a thing, but I guess surgery souvenirs. People are taking all kinds of stuff from surgeries they've had.
Yeah, I kept the bolts when I had ankle surgery and got the bolts taken out. But a lot of people got me top tier. Like the 909, I had gallbladder removed and I kept the stones.
How about this one? The 909 must have a surgery shrine. It says, I've had over 60 surgeries all over my body. So I've taken home staples, casts, piece of bones. That's just to name a few of the things that I have for my surgeries.
60? What do you do?
Look at this. The 424 just texted. It's 909. My favorite thing, I kept my appendix.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, I'm a little good for you, I guess. I'm going to leave it at that. My appendix?
I don't know if I could keep that stuff. I mean, I'm a bit of a pack rat, but not like that.
909 kept their placenta after delivering their kids.
Okay. let's see. Carrie from Riverside says, I kept the pin that they used in my hand while it was healing. So kind of like you, has a little bit of metal to hang on to.
Yeah.
I know my father-in-law, when he was little, he had broke his leg. A horse kicked him and broke his leg.
Yep.
And they put in like this huge rod, but it was out of, I can't even think of it, some precious metal. And so he kept it because he's like, you know how expensive this thing is?
It's worth
if
a bit.
I am ever in dire need, I'm going to the pawn shop with this thing.
Do you think my screws or bolts are worth anything then?
They probably might have some not.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so. Matt and Mentone, what about you? What was your surgery souvenir?
So back in 2020, I donated my kidney to my father-in-law.
Wow. Oh, wow.
And all the way from the start of the process all the way up to before you get put on anesthesia, they're like, are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? They're very thorough, right? And I was like, yes, I'm sure. I'm sure. And I was, you know, but after it happened, I still kind of went through a little separation anxiety with me and my ride or die, you know? So on one of our follow-up phone call appointments, because this was right at the beginning of COVID, they were like, is there anything else, any other questions you might have or any? And I was like, is there any way you can email